You're listening to Marketplace Weekend from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Here's a story about either breaking away for independence or causing your home government a big headache. Like I said at the top of the show, it's all about different vantage points. Now, I'm talking about Scotland. In 28 days, the people of Scotland will decide whether to stay part of the United Kingdom. We are, of course, a marketplace show, so we're going to take a look at Scotland's banking sector, which got a huge bailout from Britain in the financial crisis. Coletta Smith is the economics correspondent for BBC Scotland.
Edinburgh Waverley Station is packed at pretty much any time of year, but here in the middle of August, it's thronging. Half the people toing and froing in this station are businessmen and women dressed in suits, wheeling small briefcases behind them. And the biggest, longest train in and out of this station every half an hour is the one to and from London King's Cross. Edinburgh is the second biggest financial centre in the UK, and this train is the link. Station behind, we can avoid some of the tourists by hopping on one of Edinburgh's new trams, which takes us right into the heart of the financial services district.
Hello, my name is Richard Dunbar and I'm an investment director at Aberdeen Asset Management. Globally, we have offices in London, Philadelphia, Singapore, Stockholm.
Why is it, do you think, that Scotland and in particular Edinburgh has managed to get such a reputation for being an excellent place for financial services?
We've a long history of expertise. When I look at the Alliance Trust in Dundee, Murray Income, based originally in Glasgow, and the Scottish Investment Trust, and similarly, our life companies, Scottish Widows, goes back to 1812, Standard Life back to 1825. So just in terms of pure numbers, it's important to the wealth of Scotland.
Two of the UK's four biggest banks are based here in Edinburgh, RBS and Halifax Bank of Scotland. So I've hopped off the tram to hear how the financial service industry body feel about the upcoming referendum. Hi there, I'm Coletta from the BBC.
Okay. I'm Owen Kelly. I am the Chief Executive of Scottish Financial Enterprise. We're a big part of the economy, we're a big employer, and we're one of a handful of industries with a real international profile.
You have laid out a fairly clear position in terms of that job of representing the financial services industry.
Yes, we don't have a political view. We don't attempt to tell people how to vote, but that is not the same thing as saying that it doesn't matter. So even things as important as what currency you're going to use, whether you'll be a member of the European Union, these very important questions, we cannot answer them until after people have voted yes. So that creates a lot of uncertainty. At the moment, the UK is a one big market for financial services. You can sell the same pension in Scotland as you can in the rest of the UK. That will have to change if Scotland becomes a separate country, because we'll have a separate tax system and a separate regulatory framework. So all of the companies that provide financial services will have to comply separately in the two countries.
But Michelle Thompson thinks differently. She's worked in financial services for 25 years, Standard Life and then RBS, but now she's managing director of the pro-independence group Business for Scotland.
You might hear some sabre rattling, and obviously we're in a political campaign at the moment. I anticipate the financial services sector to be able to continue and hopefully strengthen. The current Scottish government has always clearly indicated that it is a supporter of business. They've offered a teaser in the form of their white paper in potentially up to a 3% cut in corporation tax if circumstances should allow that. And I think they're recognising these sort of large businesses have nothing to fear in an independent Scotland. I mean, at no point can we suggest it's going to become a banana republic, if you like. So I think for the financial services companies, they will look for stability, they'll look for their questions to be answered, and quite rightly so. And of course, we're all very aware at the moment the discussions around the currency union and what currency Scotland will use. But actually, at the end of the day, business must continue. Business will continue. These companies are important to Scotland and they'll continue to be so.
Financial markets really don't like uncertainty, and that's why a number of big companies have talked about the possibility of moving to the rest of the UK if there is a yes vote. Whether that comes to pass remains to be seen, but those working here in Edinburgh in the financial services sector are watching closely.